It's a $1 billion project. It will collect roughly 200 times as much light as, say, our telescope, the Wyoming Infrared Observatory. And it will also use new technology developed by the military, which is called adaptive optics, where they use a laser to illuminate the upper atmosphere. So the result is it will provide resolutions that are 10 times what the Hubble telescope can provide. And that will allow us to do everything from study the detailed atmospheric properties of planets that are around nearby stars, all the way out to studying the formation of the universe itself. And that's where my interests lie, in the formation of galaxies and where all of us come from in that respect. And so I've been asked to describe techniques that we've developed to characterize the nearby galaxies, which reveals the fossil evidence of their formation processes, to describe and elaborate on how those techniques can be applied at ever more distant galaxies. And as we do that, we're looking back in time, and so we can essentially study that formation process over cosmic time, since shortly after the universe was formed.